39, we have emergency triple team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
And it's southbound I-15 because of a crash. A car rolled at 600 North in Salt Lake City, and we've been waiting for the delays to clear out. They've reopened everything but the HOV lane, so three lanes now open, but it is still very, very slow and go, stop and go, starting right after the Beck Street split off in North Salt Lake. And then if you stay on I-15 to get into Salt Lake City to get all the way to 6 North, that's going to take you in the 15-20 minute range. Good alternates include Beck Street, Highway 89, and even going over to Redwood Road and coming into Salt Lake City that way. If you take the West Belt Legacy, be prepared for some slowing southbound right by the airport before the turnoff to I-80. Holly Bearclough.
I-15 is seeing good speeds. Provo up through Midvale. Then you'll hit a touch of slowing at the 215 turnoff and again as you approach I-80. I-215's West Belt southbound has some slowing from the refineries down to 2100 North. And again, as you approach 700 North, you'll be back up to speeds before the I-80 turnoff. The crash that we had had there is actually at the 700 North exit off of I-215's West Belt. Looking at Bangor Highway, it looks good as cars make their way onto the 201 freeway. Eric?
Looks like we got another accident. This is northbound I-15. It's just happened. This is as you approach 3300 South. It's over in the fast lane. The HOV lane right now is getting by, but you can be sure that's going to be pinched off as more emergency vehicles arrive. Right now, the three right lanes are getting by, but you can expect some slowings to happen there pretty soon. General RV is overstocked this Wednesday through Saturday. All new 2016 RVs must go at Robert Jensen's General RV at the point of the mountain. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.